phase of life. You have your hot. Your shadow. You have your point of no return. And that's the darkness. To where you like this. You see nothing. Even though you know your motherfucking hand right there, you don't even know it's there.
Still.
Because you can't see it.
It is right there.
And that's when you go into this where that person took you to that point of no return.
That would be considered looking with a blind eye.
And when you, when that thing in your head say, you know what, that's it, don't nothing else matter. Because that's what clicks real quick. It's like, fuck it, you know what? You know what's going to happen afterwards, but it doesn't matter anymore.
Adrenaline kicked in.
Yeah, that's it.
Tunnel vision. Ain't nothing around me.
The point of no return, you don't see anything but that target.
You take it there.
Being moved.
We in the Batcave. Me and Ultron. Pretty Black. We on the map. You know, just kicking gang shit. It's real man conversation.
That's right.
So we said I wanted to start an Anchor, you know. I downloaded Anchor with the app. I wanted to start a podcast, so this is going to be the beginning. And never be afraid to do anything. I don't care, or I don't know what's going to come of it, but I'm going to push the limit, and I'm going to start talking about subjects every day. And I'm going to email and send the text out to people so they can see what's going on, because we live in a world where we confuse that. Like, I own over 60 goddamn stocks, $5 fucking stocks, okay? I have family that live around the corner. I have family live on the street. I have family live here, family live there. Everybody on Facebook loving and caring and fucking and bubbing and booping and looping. But no one is contacting to get the true information. So we so fucking whack. We don't want to follow through with shit. Okay? On some real shit. So my thing is that I'm going to start putting these ladies out if I'm going to call them ladies. Johnny come ladies. Okay? For this segment.
And we're speaking nothing but truth. We're taking questions. Facts. We're not sugarcoating anything. Right. What you hear is what you get, is raw. And
straight.
Anything goes. So if your ears can take it, more power to you. If they can't,
fuck you.
Just go get some fucking earplugs or go running up the street or something.
Don't listen to it. Get the fuck out your feelings.
There you go.
I'm unapologetic about anything.
No sorries.
Niggas is too grown. Yeah, I said niggas.
And one thing I can say, you know, say what you want. We don't have any feelings.
We don't. I don't have not none. You know me, Crazy ain't got no motherfucking feelings. Go listen to my song back in 2012 of YG. Shouts out to YG, bonehead ass. Hustler's Day. You know what I'm saying? Crazy ain't got no motherfucking feelings.
No.
So you gotta understand, Uncle Tron ain't got the same exact mode at all times.
That's right.
So we about progression. I don't give a fuck about no nigga, tat ass niggas. Negative, right? White, blue, orange, purple, Chinese, your knees, my knees, high knees, blow knees, no knees, Irish, Pirish, Myrish, African, Mafrican, Staffrican, Jubu, Uo, Nunu, whatever. I don't give a fuck. All that shit is ignorance. Niggas practice separation. Separation is the biggest illusion. That's why this world we live in is so fucking fraudulent. It's a fallacy because separation. The illusion of separation. We're going to build on that. You know what I'm saying? Together we can go any and everywhere. All the time. No, when you rip the party, you can't go nowhere. Everybody just always against each other, pushing one side to another. Tug of war. But it's not a war. See, niggas talk about life, or people think, or the politically correct word would be, people think, you know what I'm saying, that life is a competition. No, you got to be in competition. Life is hard. You got to. No. Life is not a competition. What's competition is yourself. You know? It's spawned upon things like that. Go along with the fuck you is. Add all your numbers up.
Yeah.
Study numerology. Study astrology. Study the anatomy of the body. Study rap. Study Islam. Study Islam. Study Christians. Study Buddhism. Study everything. All knowledge is power. It leads to something to somewhere. Don't be afraid. I know you ain't got to read 1,000 fucking books. See, I'm creating my own fucking wave where, you know, you learn as you go and you get the best, you master a body of knowledge that you try to and you can.
That's right.
Not everything. Stop reading all these goddamn books. These niggas, the good book to read is this and the good book, I don't give a fuck. I possibly already read it. If not, I heard somebody, nigga, we in 2018, going to 2019, we're in a technological society. Everything advanced. So meaning that I ain't got to read shit. I download it and hear it. Audio books. But not just that. It's not about that. It's about being the strength that you're supposed to be. Maintain yourself and just go to the next level. It ain't about what you know, who you know, how you know. Don't nobody give a fuck.
Nope.
I don't care. Yeah, we gods, we this, we did. That's cool. Go through all that school of thought to get to whatever level. Go through all that shit you need to get on that level. All right, cool. We built a pyramid. That's cool. I don't hear that shit. It's 2018. What can you tell me about yourself? Who the fuck are you? Not Mr. I'm Hotep, Yotep, Steppin', Newtep, Lutep, Seth Lolo. No, I don't hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Your mama named you Timothy. Your name is Timothy Cracker, okay? Or Timothy Stone. Or Donald Duck. Whatever the fuck your name is. I don't give a fuck. Your niggas is goofy. You know what I'm saying? All day. Niggas is Walt Disney characters. But beyond that, we're not going to go into that because it's not an angry fucking program. I'm not an angry person. I'm speaking my mind. It's not an opinion. I come with nothing but facts. Ain't no philosophies, no none of that shit. I'm not coming with that shit. I go do my due diligence on your ass, okay? And I go get the right and exact and correct. I listen to fucking nothing but experts. I speak to nothing, I interact with nothing but masters. No one fucking with no new body nigga talking about what he think he know, regurgitated shit, even read. Astro body from the sun, the moon, 306 miles, I was like, oh, shut the fuck up, dog. Nobody can fuck with none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? My thing is that we so spooky and shit, we can't comprehend anything, or we can't reference, I'm saying, and then blend the knowledge, and then you see and visualize, so because everything you think, everything you talk about, everything in movies is out here, period. It's just how far are you willing to go with the knowledge, you spooky-ass nigga, that's giving all your praise to something aside yourself. And I'm Muslim, okay, but I'm M-U-S-L-I-M. So you got to understand what I'm saying. The words, they spell. I ain't cast, my nigga. We indoctrinated. So it's all about what you know and how you know and what it is. So speak truth, feel truth, and know truth. Peace, love, and light. We're going to keep this started. This is the beginning, but that was just an introduction. Just show you guys, ladies, children, babies, whomever. Listen, stop passing things up. And not getting back while I was talking about 60 stocks. I ain't mean to go into that. I'm saying you got family around you. They don't even listen to you. You send them the links. They understand how you build wealth as a circle. You start off with things that you're scared of. Go into your fear. Defeat your fear. Stop being scared to, my name, somebody take my name. I ain't got the money. You got the money because you ain't taking the next step or the measure to know what the fuck the money is. You are the goddamn money. Ain't nothing, no money, no currency. Get it? Currency. As he let you, yeah. I went to school, became, yeah. I know about electricity. Yo, yeah, I'm certified in it. So, I mean, I know how light work, nigga. And you are the light. Stop fucking shortening your current and cutting your conductors and mixing them with broken other wires, meaning people and things and hobbies and habits and all the fuck you want to call
it. It's
them.
Not the dark you should fear.
You should.
The light.
The light. The light is false. False light. Why you think I light bulb? Okay? Head light. You understand that? This false light. And use false light what?
It's not the darkness.
Use false light. Where you use false light at? In places where hope exists. That's where you use false light at.
It's the light that we fear.
You fear the light. Not fuck, the you fear the light, foe. That shit shine every day. You are the light and you are the dark. Combine them shits. Man and woman. Masculine, feminine, whatever you want to go into, we can go into it. We can do it. I'm educated and ready for whoever, but I ain't trying to prove a point.
The light is the illusion.
The light is the light.
Darkness is forever.
Light is illusion is in the light. Ill. You, Sion. You get it? It's light. Illusion, fusion. Words are interchangeable and exchangeable. So they fuck things up and how you thinking things are something they're not. Like, we don't know nothing. Everything you thought and think you know, get kick that shit out the window, go shit on it and piss on it because it don't mean nothing. I'm talking about religion. I'm talking about everything you think you know. From food, you know what I'm saying, to motherfucking a reason why you wear socks, to the reason why you breathe, to the reason why you...
Religion is more of a cult than it is...
It's politics.
A helpful tool because it consists of, you know, divided people.
Divided conflict. Because you
always
want
to have a conflict with a religion because yours has to be better than theirs.
It's a religion.
You know, there's no other way around it.
A region.
Everybody think theirs are greater than the others. So you would never be able to come together because... At one point, it all comes back to the Heavenly Father, who we all should give our
Most High. That's right. The Creator exists. Creator exists.
You know, multiple
there's no arguing that, huh?
Of religions, you know, you're always going to have a conflict. So that right there in itself is a value to people to collect money. That's where the wealth come in. That's where the greed come in. That's
it turned
religion
into that.
Is basically a bank.
Religion. Let me.
Because it.
I agree with you.
Fees.
Religion is a big
off
bank
of money.
But let me add on to that. Correct. Religion is a bank because
it is.
It's a reason to rely on. You know what I'm saying, whatever the basis is, or your ideology, or your understanding of what you perceive and how you conceive what the fuck going on in your mind.
It's just a,
you know,
different
saying?
Currency.
Yeah, but truthfully, religion, you was supposed to be to align a state, which is body. Religion is a school of thought. Each thing is a school of thought, a fragment, you know what I'm saying?
It's supposed to bring us together.
To a higher level, if you're a certain people or a certain mind state.
Right.
And then it takes you to another, then you go, you know, but it wasn't really religion.
So it should be, so
it's
to
more of
me,
a school
my
of thought,
opinion,
more of a school of thought.
On if you're going to have a religion, you should be able to come to another congregation, even if it is two different religions, and still have some type of, you know, good outcome.
But
where
see,
you both learn from each other.
As
and you could probably actually take it to another level, but you wouldn't, but they don't take that.
The basic. There we go. You get to it. You get to
money.
It. And that those are the basics. Religion is like basics. That like it's like how you learn how to walk and talk,
mm-hmm.
and that's how religion is. Religion is the basis to discern identity or a deity.
Instead
okay?
of
you know
it supposed to be leading you to a higher power, is leading you to damnation because you cannot leave that box. Because you're contained to it. You have to stay within
that
realm.
Overzealous.
You cannot
extremists.
Go out of it.
Extremists.
So you can't go higher.
And followers.
If you're still following people.
That's,
if you're
that's
still
the key word.
That
follower.
Circle.
Follower.
The one that's outside of it is study climbing.
Follow.
Higher power.
Spiral. Spiral.
Versus
up.
The one
but you see
that's it. Still in that circle preaching that word.
Do you see your hand movement? Do you see hand movement? That is how energy works, spirals, or it spikes, or it impedes, or
yeah.
it goes down, or you know what I'm saying, or it it's more voltage or amperage, it's more hype or more, you know what I'm saying, amped or, you know what I'm saying, all this shit is dealing with energy. It's dealing with conducting. You're a conductor. Okay, so you have devices, which are other people, and the people that are not devices. Are the people that are in a higher mind state, which would be up under the false light. They think they're illuminated one, or we're Illuminati, what the fuck they're going to call itself. But it's just a process of graduating from a thought to another thought, then connecting the thought, and building and expanding upon the thought. So this is where you come from, how you build. You start off from the mud, you get out the mud, now I'm filthy rich, I build a kingdom. I started with one house, now I own the whole block.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's a combination of accumulation.
And I done had
life is
come
accumulation.
To me and they asked me, well, You know, do you, what is your religion, or do you have one? Do you have a follower or anything in that nature? I'm like, well, no, I don't have a religion.
Right.
And my reason of not having one is that, you know, I feel like your true love, your true devotion, your true inner being with the Lord will guide you further than walking in that church, putting your money in that tray, thinking just because this man, just like everybody else, opened up his mouth, he's going to save you. At the end of the day, guess what? It don't mean nothing.
Right. Let me.
You have to have
give you
that
understanding after
because
you finish,
at the end of the day, we're all going to be individually judged.
Right.
You're not going to have
not really
folk going to be really behind you. You're not going to have mom behind you. You're not going to have nobody. You're probably going to have a juror.
Let me pause you for a minute.
He's going to say, you know what?
Let me pause you for a minute.
If you leave it up to me, I would just ban you. But you know what? I'm going to leave it up to your peers.
Let me pause you for a minute now.
Every person that you came in contact with on this earth is going to be there. And if every one of them
Listen to what you're saying. Something bad to say
about you, that's going to send your ass to hell.
Listen to what you're saying.
So therefore, if you had good contact with everyone on this earth, when you get to that line, and the Lord said, you know what?
No.
If it was left up to me, I would probably send you to hell. But I'm going to let these people here speak for you that you were in alignment with.
Let me tell you. Now, that's understanding. Okay? You're right in Zach in the faithful notion. In the words of the holy word. Okay? In a holy context, in holy context. There we go. Mm-hmm. There's my word. Beautiful. In a holy context, okay? You're right. But it's not exact and correct. Now, we
that's just my opinion.
No, it's not your opinion. Because in fact, what you said is true too.
Right.
But that is for, because you can create this. It's a reality of creation.
And it has a sense of self. Like, you know what? This could be.
Listen for a minute. Listen for a minute. Now, the hell you speak of, you're already in it. The judgment, the people's opinion, they're already here. They can give you all day. The line that you talk about, the stores, the marks, and all the shit. So all that, now you got a reference.
Right, but
to
your judgment can't be here.
It
because
is.
Because we're human.
No, we're not.
Now, when we're transformed into our soul, where there's nothing but truth and no false statements.
You do that every night you go to sleep.
You will have a full judgment, and it will be legit because it will be nothing but truth.
Listen, you do that
every
night. You're
going to get lies here no matter what.
What you think? If you never did
anything bad in your life, they will send you to death.
This is hell. This is hell.
But what I'm saying is, this
let me
human
point.
Human beings was
listen
send
what said, beings.
You to death.
You hear what I'm saying? Beings. You said two things.
Knowing truth.
You said two things.
Versus
human being. You said two things.
Life.
Okay.
You have a
humane. And you have beings, okay? You have human rights. And you have being here, being there, being around, being.
Right.
You have team, okay? So listen, let me break it down, all right? You transform every week, month, day, hour,
but you're
year.
Still in a human form.
You're not in human form.
So
you're in a manifestation of the Creator's
soul
form. Okay, listen. You're in a manifestation
of
the Creator's form. You're not in your own. This is not my form. Okay, I wasn't.
This is a shell that you own.
This is a skin.
This is skin.
This is your car you drive. This is your Bentley.
Exactly.
Your whole life, you in the Bentley, or you driving a putt-putt.
Right.
It's about how you treat your body, health and wealth. You know what I'm saying? That's about what gas, that's your gas, your food, all that shit, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Et cetera, et cetera. But once again, You have to itemize the words you use and how you use, because we're so used to you saying things that right. we don't understand or understand or overstand. We just understand what we're saying.
Uh-huh.
We don't understand or overstand it. So when you say, I want to, when you say Lord, you know what I'm saying? A Lord is anybody. A man, a cat, the dog is the Lord of this backyard. Like, a Lord is human. Okay?
God.
No.
The Almighty.
Lord is not God Almighty.
No, I didn't say the
Lord. Lord, you a Lord. You can be a Lord. Lord, this Lord is dealing with kingship, queenship. That is a commodore, or I would say
Runs the universe.
We run the universe. The Creator creates the universe.
Who is the ownership of all
the Creator? The Most High.
What is his name?
Tesserah. Name is they say Yahweh, which okay. is your way, my way, but it's Tesserah.
All right, that's in another form of language, but in the United States,
this is the United. This is right. Maximus.
But
is the first.
But in my language that I would that prefer
you
to hear,
right? You call him God.
So that would be the person that we are entitled to.
But you are God, which is generator, operator, destroyer.
I don't have this ability.
That's a human term.
I have.
You have superhuman ability.
I have the passenger seat. He has the wheel.
No, you don't. No, it don't work like that. You are the driver. You are the shifter. You are the turner. You are the signaler. You are the controller of this manual. That can't get it? Emmanuel? The manual. You have the manual, which is your mind. And it mind, M-I-N-E-S, M-I-N-E-D, excuse me, M-I-N-E-D, my dumb ass, mind, M-I-N-E, M-I-N-E-S, and mind. So meaning that you create or you think, you have thought, you know what I'm saying? So you are the driver of your vehicle. You own that motherfucker. You are the owner of your vehicle. You are the maintainer of your vehicle. You are the protector of your vehicle. You are the sustainer of your vehicle. And you are the remainder of your vehicle. Okay? When the vehicle is over. No thinking. It's going through what you know. Because you ignore it. You know shit. You don't think nothing. You know.
Well,
going through what you know. Tell me what you know. Agree to agree and disagree to disagree. It don't matter.
Hey. We're going to take an intermission. I'm about to finish up this drink.
And that's what I'm talking about. And this is the first.
Like I say, we just got raw footage.
Rough draft.
Hey, if you can't, if you don't like it, trust me.
We thug
it. Keep it moving. There's no hard feelings.
None whatsoever.
No disrespect whatsoever. But it's just raw.
Raw footage.
That's it.
So 8 o'clock.
Take it how you like it.
Eight,
if
baby.
If you like it, you do. If you don't, number, so be it.
And screw it, so blew it. This is Crazy Black. We're on the mat with Crazy Black and Uncle Trump. Let's go. We out. Peace, power, blessings, money, showers, all time. Learn lessons. Ha, I got skills too. Bless everybody. Assalamu alaikum.